I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday evening on January 20th at 5:30 in Wegmiller Auditorium at IU Health Bloomington Hospital, the ensemble Voces Nove, led by Susan Swaney, presents Sweet Music of Healing. Our guest is Susan Swaney. Sue, in part, this is inspired by the life of Dr. Betsy Sobka.
Yes, when Betsy died so suddenly this last May, and Betsy had sung with the choir for about 10 years, we were trying to work through our loss and our grief, and we had many ideas about how to honor her, but the one we all agreed on was to do a program in her honor. And healing was one of the many ideas we came up with, and it's a program I hope for the people at the hospital and the community. Because they've lost a couple of their own this year with Dr. Slaughter and Betsy. And I think it's really hard for members of the medical community when they lose one of their own, especially in an untimely way.
And Betsy was so involved in medicine with her own practice as an OBGYN. She was active with volunteers in medicine. She was an active Red Cross volunteer. You mentioned that she was a singer. She also was a percussionist.
That's right.
She played with her husband in an ensemble at Beth Shalom. And she also was the drummer for a band called Don't Call Me Betty. She held forth on the drums just months before her death at a great 50th birthday party. It was pretty exciting.
It was. She was magnificent on the drums. And I will say that the Heavenly Choir has gotten a magnificent alto. We miss her very much.
Tell us a little bit about the actual pieces for the program and how you think that'll work.
The program is on the topic of healing and wholeness, because the word heal comes from the word whole, the Old English word for whole. So we're looking at wholeness and how that applies to healing. The music is sweet. The topic is sweet music of healing, and it's all very pretty. The first two pieces are by John Wilby, Draw On Sweet Night, and Craig Hella Johnson, Will There Really Be a Morning? And that's set to an Emily Dickinson poem. And they're very pretty pieces, but they are about pain and doubt, and we kind of start there. And then we work toward There Is a Balm in Gilead, to make the wounded whole. And we talk about those various balms. We have a piece by a little setting by Grieg of a Blake poem, a setting by Daniel Moe of an E.E. Cummings poem, a setting by Robert Hobby, someone I wasn't familiar with, but he made a beautiful setting of a Tennyson poem, and a Frank Ticelli piece called Earth, and a beautiful piece by Gabe Bluebell, who's a member of the choir, for flute quartet. It's a lovely program, and there are just a few very short poetic readings, which will be read by Betsy's medical partners and some people from the hospital. We're just looking at healing in a way that was inspired by the way Betsy lived her life.
Susan Swaney, the director for Voces Nove, their concert, Sweet Music of Healing, takes place Friday, January 20th, 5:30 at Wegmiller Auditorium in IU Health Bloomington Hospital. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.